Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We bring in Eric Name from The Athletic.
Eric's going to give us the advanced stats of how the marriage is going to last and how long it's going to last.
There you go. Eric, it's a little bit nicer and more welcoming environment than it's been the last couple of times. Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals fired up 8 of 9 wins in the playoffs.
Yeah, man, they've been playing really good, and I think this is, I mean, is this the most we've ever seen Bucks fans actually trust the Bucks?
Yes.
That's a good question.
Yeah, we're in a spot here where, you know, my rule number one for the Bucks used to be never trust the Bucks, right?
Like, yep.
It didn't matter if you're talking about organizational decisions. It didn't matter if you're talking about, general manager decisions, player acquisitions, even game decisions, coaching decisions, of how players were taking shots, like all that stuff. You never trusted them. And now you're in a spot where it's just like, all right, I think most of Milwaukee trust the Bucks, and it's been kind of weird to see just the confidence grow in the Bucks. And, you know, like I predicted Bucks in 5 in my preview at The Athletic, and, you know, like some people are like, oh man, you gotta go even further, like Bucks in 4, and I'm like, whoa, like I thought I was going out on a limb on Bucks in 5, like let's chill there. So Bucks fans are excited, man, and I can't say that I blame them.
I'm Bucks in 5 too, that's where I'm at. The other thing that's weird about this whole deal, about them actually being good, really, really good, is, I mean, this used to be a big night for Bucks fans. This used to be a huge night for Bucks fans. This was everybody talking about.
This was must-see TV.
This was all about, man, the lottery's tonight, man. If they get one, do you imagine who we can get? If they get 2 or 3, how great it would be. And now it's just, that's nice. It's another night. Let's see if they figure out how to get New York Zion Williamson. I guess that really is the drama, I guess, if you're a Milwaukee fan, just to see who ends up with one.
It's crazy, right?
Right.
I remember where I was the night when they won the lottery for Bogut.
So do I.
I remember where I was.
So do I.
That was a thing. Like, that was like, all right, like get together with your friends and hang out and watch the lottery and hope for the best for the Bucks. And then, you know, in the years where you didn't do that, you were heartbroken that they were the 8th seed and got whooped by the 1 seed and weren't even in the lottery. So it's crazy.
Hey, like, you're not old enough to use the word whooped. You don't, come on, you're a millennial. You know, y'all don't use that word. You stole it from some old guy. Hey, Eric, I want to look at this game. Now, Bucks beat these guys 3 of 4. I get it. Then you see guys giving guys glowing, like, endorsements, like Kyle Lowry. Come on, stop it. I've saw, who's the comedian? Kevin Hart block his shot, okay? So this guy does not scare me at all. He's a streaky shooter. But it comes down to superstars and coaching to me. That's what it comes down to me. Because Kawhi Leonard, to me, has single-handedly got his team to the finals. And you can say the same for Giannis. So if both superstars cancel each other out, where's the advantage for both teams that they can take advantage of?
I think for the Raptors, the one game that they beat the Bucks this year, that was it was a new career high for Pascal Siakam. And Siakam's really impressed a lot of people as the year's gone on. He had a little bit of an injury against the Sixers, which, you know, I think sapped him of some of his confidence, some of his strength. But if the little bit of a break they've gotten helps him get back to full strength, like, that's a guy that really put it on at the end of the season. Like, he was really tough. He's long and lanky like Giannis. He's strong. He gets to the rack. He was hitting corner threes. Like, if he's doing all that, like, that's kind of the guy I think that can swing this series. Like, Kyle Lowry just really doesn't tend to be that guy in the playoffs. Like, there might be a game or two, and he's always going to contribute defensively. But offensively, you know, the aggression that he has can come and go, you know, when he actually wants to take shots. That can kind of change as well. So, for me, I think if the Raptors end up winning this series, it's going to be obviously Kawhi was great and himself, but also Pascal Siakam kind of has kind of like a coming out party where he's just like, okay, this is a new guy on the scene. And he did that a little bit in the middle of the season and towards the end of the season, I guess kind of the area leading up to the All-Star break and then right after. But He was a little bit quieter in the Sixers series. So if he can get going, maybe that would be the guy that swings this for the Raptors. And then, you know, for the Bucks, I really do think we've heard it all year from Bud. He will. I don't even know when he started saying it. I think maybe 10 games into the season, he started to say, when Eric Bledsoe is really good, we are really good. And I think it's pretty undeniable at this point that when he's on and when he's playing well, this Bucks team is, I don't want to say unbeatable, but awfully close to being unbeatable when Eric Bledsoe is on. And again, you kind of saw it in that Celtics series, obviously. We talked about game two, him playing a little bit better after game one, not showing up. And like, those are the games where the Bucks just look unbeatable because Middleton is pretty much always going to be consistent. Like, he's not going to probably have a, you know, like a 30 point night, but you know, he's probably going to be in the 24 to 16 range, couple of assists. Like, he's just consistent, but Bledsoe is the one that can really swing stuff to me. So I think that Lowry-Bledsoe matchup is going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, I want to get to Serge Ibaka, these type of guys, because you see that guy's always going off on the Bucks. For whatever reason. I don't know if they'll play him at a 5 or 4 or whatever, if he's making an outside shot. But Lopez, to me, is going to get an opportunity to take more threes, and I kind of like that. What do you think about that matchup?
I think it's going to be interesting to watch. I just saw a stat. The Bucks were putting up 123 points per 100 possessions against the Grizzlies this year. And I say the Grizzlies because that's Marc Gasol covering Brook Lopez. And throughout those games, Gasol struggled to get out to Brook Lopez. That was a real struggle for him. And that's going to be interesting to see, one, how they use Gasol, and two, if Gasol is going to be aggressive taking shots offensively, because he passed up threes repeatedly against the Sixers. And if that's going to be the case, that makes defending the Raptors, I'm not going to say really easy, but a whole lot easier. Like, if Marc Gasol isn't willing to be a shooter that when he catches the ball, he's going to take those shots, that makes it easier for the Bucks. And you mentioned Ibaka, and Ibaka has been very aggressive against the Bucks. He's had, I think I'd have to double check, but I believe 2 of the 4 most shots he's taken in a game this season came in 2 games against the Bucks. He had a 19 shot attempt game and I think a 21 shot attempt game. And that's because of the defensive scheme that the Bucks run, but it's also because Ibaka knows that if Brook Lopez is in the lane, I have to take shots. I have to find a way to pull him away from the basket and try to open up those lanes. So I think it's a really interesting spot, but for Marc Gasol's just kind of general reputation, I mean, we're talking about a guy that was like borderline MVP. He's an all-NBA guy. Like, there's part of me that thinks like maybe he doesn't even have the advantage against Brook Lopez, and that's significant. Like, if Brook Lopez can really make it tough on Gasol and, you know, either hit some threes or bring him out above the three-point line so Giannis has more driving lanes, like, I think that could be really huge in this series.
Eric, it's going to be fun, man. We'll talk to you next week Tuesday, and it'll be Game 4 game day when we talk to you next year on the Wendy's Big Show, man. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
It's going to be fun. Starts up tomorrow night. Eric Name joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.